Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, April 29th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Superterra hosts a space about environmental-friendly NFTs featuring Spacetrip, who's minting right now over on Talus. Check it out. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. All good. This morning, working a lot, getting some... Yeah. I couldn't mean in public. I just bought from secondary market. But
oh, well done. Yeah, I was lucky enough to get a couple, but the public mint went in about 8 seconds or something. I didn't manage to get any on that, but I was talking to a couple of people who were following it, and a bit like the Hellhounds, I actually stayed up until 1:30 in the morning to see how that played out, and that was over in about 6 seconds. It's tough. Public mints are very, very hard. Did you get some nice ones?
Yeah, I just bought one. I chose because the floor price was going up and up and up. I just bought one for now.
And okay, excellent.
It's a good one. I just did it like 20 minutes ago, something like that.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Oh, we'll swap what we've got afterwards. I'll show you mine. They're on a thread somewhere on Twitter. Excellent. Got another.
Yeah, I love NFT. I just, every collection of Luna, I'm buying. So one of my team members told me like, why don't we do like giveaway with that? And I was like, no, those are mine. Just let's buy something and do a giveaway.
Excellent. Yeah. Now there's some really good ones. The trouble is there's so many, it's hard to keep up with them all. But there's some really good art styles as well. And
it's a little alien, so I like that.
No, they are really cool. As I say, I'll put mine up afterwards as well. Thank you everyone for joining us. This literally is, I think it's a week ago at this very same time, we had a lovely first Spaces to talk about the environment and the positive impact that projects centering around NFTs can have. We had some brilliant speakers, and we thought, to be honest, we were chatting immediately afterwards, as you do, and we're like, well, let's do it again next week. So here we are. And for me, this marks the end of a series of five spaces, one for each day this week. So really nice to end on a high and end on a positive. It's been a great week all round, but really nice to obviously have what I think is a really nice cross-chain collaboration. And let's be honest, the environment matters to all of us. So I think that's a common cause if ever there was one. So we've got a variety of different projects we're hoping to join us. But importantly, this is another opportunity for Spacetrip to tell us a little bit more about their own project and bring it to a new audience. As always, I want to say thank you to Terra Spaces at the start, who are very kindly, as they did last week, recording this event, and they will then clean it up and make sure my audio is better and everything else. And that will be available, and I'll post out that link probably in a couple of days' time. There will be an immediate recording available for anyone who wants to dip in after this and listen back. So really, great to be here again. Give obviously the Spacetrip team a chance to really kind of kick things off, and let's do round two of our environmentally conscious and focused projects.
Yeah, thank you for having us right again like this Friday. I think we have to do this every Friday. I'm gonna miss the next Friday, so we have to do it again. I don't know. Yes, we're a space trip right now. We will meet on this Monday, the 2nd, on Thales. So yeah, I don't know if Nora is here, my cousin. She's gonna speak with something a little bit about space trips so people know what we're gonna do.
Yeah, hi, I am here. Thank you for being here in this week. We're very excited to talk about the project and have some new people to listen. So if you have any questions, you can ask in the process of the space. Well, we are going to talk about one thing that's very important, that is why trees are important to do it, why we are going to plant the trees. And I don't know if you guys know that the trees help to clean the air, to filter the water, and provide the environment that 80% of the terrestrial biodiversity. So it's very important that we have trees. So why we are going to do this? Because one, that we need to have a very clean air to breathe. Two, we need water to live. And also, in that impact very, very people. You know that 1.6 of the people work in the forest. So it's very important to have works that people can do. Hello, you can listen to me?
Oh, you cut out for a moment, but you're back now.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, the connection is very weak, but if you listen that I cut down, you can say it to me.
Yes, well, we have to create awareness to people. Like, we have to do something to change a bit that, as we were talking last week of Earth Day, how Google post like the pictures, how the climate change has been in 20 years, how it was changing, you know? Well, last week I spoke a little bit about my coffee farm, and that's why the coffee farm has been affected a little bit with the climate change. You know, every time I have less production of coffee, so thinking about it and studying about it, I saw that the climate change is real, is here. So we have to do something about it. So we create this project to do something about it. And with Luna, the Lunatics, and all the community of Luna to help a little bit, you know, to give something so it's worth it. Every NFT you mint, you will have one real tree planted, okay, around the world in different. The plan is to plant it in different countries. I don't know if you follow me.
Yeah. In different countries, and you can see that tree. That is the main goal. You can travel and see the tree. That is very special. For us,
it's gonna be a real tree. We're gonna give you a certificate that is gonna mention the kind of tree we're planting, the location, and we want to do like the picture, with Google Earth and something like that. To you can see the tree, okay? You won't be able to see it like in Google Earth, but you're going to be able to see where it's going to be planted.
Yeah, and also with that, we can help the environment to reduce all that impact, you know?
Yeah, also with secondary market, we're going to use that money to raise all those trees, you know, to follow them and to make them grow, because we won't do anything if we just plant it. We're going to plant it, and we're going to give them some, how you say, like, follow. We're going to follow the tree. I don't know how to say. I don't know if you can help me with the word, but we're going to follow the tree. We're going to be taking care of the tree so it grow, because we need it to be big. We need this tree to be like really big, so it helps the environment.
Yeah, because that's the point of the project, you know, to make that real and make the trees that contribute to the world. You are going to say something that I interrupted, sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. I think the word you're possibly looking for was maybe nurture or something like that.
Well, it's like following the tree, like taking care in monthly or every day.
Also to planets, you know, to see the tree growing and have that all the years you can see that tree. It's going to exist.
We need to guarantee that the tree is going to grow, you know? It's going to be big. Yeah. So we are planning to plant the tree in different worlds, in different countries. And in every country, we have contact already, some environmentalist people that is going to, first of all, he's going to give us like the planting area to plant our trees, and they're going to be taking, they will take care of those trees for us in different countries.
Yeah, people have the lands, the foundation that we the foundation that we talk, and we're going to plant the tree in that land. If you know any foundation that have that plan or have that method to do it, you can say it to us, because we also, the last week, talked with someone here that say that was from Mexico, and they have something like that in that country. If you know in your country have that, we also can plant that tree in your country. So it's very cool that we have different people for all the world for we can plant the trees.
Yeah, we want to work together with the community. We just won't do this by ourselves. If we have to do it with our own hands, we will do it, okay? But the beautiful of Lunatics is that we are a big community that help each other. So, yeah, we are the leader of the NFT project, but with the people and the community, we can grow and make this happen, okay? 10,000 trees to planet to is the plan.
Yeah. The community, we also talk about that we love community, we love Luna. And I think that all the people deserve to have the tree in your country or near your country, you know, so you can see it. And that's the plan. We talk with different countries that we have, Colombia, Spain, you also have United States. So we are talking in with many people, so that's what I'm saying. If you know someone, you can say it to us and we contact them.
Yeah, imagine you live in United States or I don't know, in Georgia, and we go to some place there and we planted a tree, so you can go and visit your tree, or maybe not your tree, because every NFT will have one representation in the real world. So maybe I'm from Venezuela, I mint one NFT, but my real tree is going to be planted, I don't know, in United States. So I won't be able to do it, but maybe your NFT will be in the country you live, so you can see it. You can go with us and plant it with us if we are near your house, near where you live. Also, we have some contacts in Africa and Brazil.
Yeah, it's very cool. We have so in the world, but if you want in another country, you need to say it to us, because we are in contact with all the people. So it's very cool that we can involve all the lunatics of the holders that we have the NFT.
Yes, just to remember the people that are just getting in, we are going to mint this Monday, the 2nd on Thales. So, and every NFT you mint will represent one tree. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit Nora, about the design we made for these trees?
Yeah, of course, if you want, I can talk about it. And also you can ask. I love the art. Yeah, it's finished and we do it by hand. That is very hard work. We made it in a fusion with the DNA of the aliens and the tree and humans. So you can see yourself, you can relive yourself with the NFAT. You can see a people and also have the hair of a flower. You can see details of leaves. So it's very cool that you can have something to relate it. You can see the art and say, ah, that's me, that's my mom, is something like that. It's very, very, very awesome. It's the art. So if you have any questions, you can ask me. We do it with real love and hard work, so all the people can like it. And
yeah, we're really excited because we are getting everything ready for this Monday to mint. Right now the test and looking for each art, the 10,000 of them. To see that everything is looking good. We're a little bit like perfectionists.
Yeah. So. Also in our Discord, people say, I want that flower, for example, and I make that flower in an FAT. So if someone of the community of our Discord is here, someone is that like that tree, we do it. So it's very good, but we got, because we involve the community of our community. Sorry.
Yeah, our community were like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were asking them, what do you want on the design? What tree do you see?
Do you like it? Yeah.
Yeah. What tree do you see every time you go to work? What tree do you want to see it? So we got like almond trees. Yeah. The nut. Yeah. Almond trees. A few really good looking trees.
You remember that one on the Discord say that I want a wheat tree, you know, the plant, and we did one here with wheat, and it's very cool.
Yeah.
Also, we have a difference. Cool. Yeah, that's for funny. It's very cool.
Excellent. And really good background. I'm conscious we've got a lot of speakers already, which is brilliant. I don't know if you guys want to kind of open it up yet, or do you want to do a little bit more of an intro, and then perhaps we can start taking, I can see there's two hands up already.
They can talk. That's the idea, that we can talk with everybody.
Marvelous, marvelous. Well, I'm not sure who to ask to go first, because there's so many of you. I think Sun Jens, I think, was the first to step forward, if you want to speak, and then we'll sort of work around the group.
Hey guys, how's it going?
good.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us. I know there was a little back and forth, but so happy to be here. A great way to kick off the weekend. And we are the Sun Gens. We believe in radical optimism. And with that, we are a grain chip NFT project where we focus on the good things and the change that we can create on the earth while we are still here. And we don't believe that we're all doomed. So everything we do with a great attitude and with a purpose that serves others as well as ourselves. So really looking forward to this conversation. Our green list is currently open. If you allow us, I can go ahead and pin our pin tweet up about our green list. But we are just so happy to be amongst people who share the same goals that we do. And this is truly how we're going to make a difference in the world, is by having these types of Friday afternoons, right? So we can start to create change together. So again, if you guys would allow us to, I can put our pin tweet in the Jumbotron. But
absolutely.
Other than that, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah, no, that's great. Please pin it up. That'd be fantastic. And great to have you here. That's superb. So, sorry, Kemi.
Yeah, that's good. It's a really good project I'm looking at. So I'm going to I give you a follow, and I'm going to look a little more. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about your project. something. Let's see if we can work together. That's the point of all the space also.
We're pretty open in our DMs too, even if it's something that you want to discuss on the back end. But, you know, we're always looking to collab with other projects, especially as far as it goes, it's like saving the earth, right? I think we all care about that. So feel free to shoot us DMs and we can figure something out that works for everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, we're very happy that people are interested in the environment and have green projects. So thank you for having that. And you can talk about your project. Don't worry. Say a little more about you can help the planet or you are doing what are you doing?
Hey, everyone. I can jump in. Yeah. Thanks, Sierra. So I'm Alex. I'm the co-founder of the project. And again, thank you guys for holding this space. I'm actually really pumped that there's a lot more green chip projects that are coming to the forefront. And I think we all can kind of agree that it seems like more people are waking up to the fact that we have to do our individual parts, but also hold those who are polluting us the most accountable. And that's really where we feel like we're doing our part. So with the SunGens, our main mission is to awaken the region within to those who haven't awakened yet. And where that has kind of come from is my own personal journey into the regenerative movement and awakening to the climate crisis and educating myself on it and kind of coming to an understanding of like where we are in terms of this crisis. And, you know, as Sierra mentioned before, the doom and gloom messaging that is very prominent from a lot of activists in the space, like, isn't working. And it wasn't the doom and gloom that was something that had awoken me. It was actually paying attention to my loved ones who were actually more into a lot of the climate activism than I was. And that is what awoken me. And what I realized is that we all have a regenerative side of us as human beings. We all are stewards of this planet, and we all kind of know this, but there's so much noise from capitalism and from consumerism that we often put it aside just for convenience, right? And that drove me to create the SunGens, right? And what we've noticed so far is that, you know, just by telling our story, a lot more of the degens in the space are kind of waking up and realizing that they're regents. And that is exactly what we're trying to do. To our roadmap, you know, Sierra mentioned our 0.06 green list mint. The 0.06 is a pre-sale spot because our public spot is going to be 0.09, and that'll be on May 14th when we go to public. But the point of the 0.06 right now is to raise some funds for an individual named Minari, who is a global climate activist, but he's also an indigenous person from the Amazon jungle. And so he reached out to me.
Also cool.
I'm sorry?
No, that's so cool in the Amazon jungle.
Yes. So he reached out to me and he basically said, like, hey, there's a petroleum company that's trying to drill on my native land. And our native land is super biodiverse because it's at the head of the Amazon River and there's three rivers that come together there. And if they start drilling here, all the pools that they create for the drilling byproduct is going to completely destroy the local environment and the local economy. Can you help me with $5,000? I said to him, yeah, absolutely. At the beginning of our roadmap, we actually dedicated $15,000 to put towards different charitable causes. And when he stepped forward and simply asked us for it, I said, yeah, that makes 100% sense. This is why we're doing the pre-sale mint anyways. Let's partner. So he does need those funds sooner than later. And all we need to do is get that pre-mint to 5% of the contract sold out. We made it like really low. And we've opened that up for people. So pre-minting with us not only gets you a SunGen, which you will have the commercial rights for, and you can create derivatives, you can commercialize the artwork however you would like to. And The other perks that come along with minting it are the DAO. We also have a travel package that we'll be giving a steep discount to that people in the Sundance will be able to participate in. And we also will be holding events at all of the NFT conferences for Sundance holders. And the DAO is a sort of like fund that allows the community to pull from it, whether they have their own solarpunk projects that they want to start, an NFT project, or if they have like a real life business that they want to start, or maybe they just need help paying their bills because they've gone through a tough month. The DAO funds will be there to continue to support the community. So again, the 0.06 mint is going to go towards helping Minari get out of the bind that he's in. And yeah, we would love to have anybody support along with that. And as far as partnerships, which was mentioned before, like, yeah, 100%. Like, the more we all collaborate, the more we all grow. And especially for us, continuing to collaborate with Greenship NFTs is literally like all we're focused on right now, because at the end of the day, we're just trying to build awareness on the climate crisis and awaken the regen within. And we can solve this problem. We can get there. We can sequester. We can get to 2050 and be in a good position. So I'm done. Thank you. Thank you so much for providing me the space.
That was amazing. I think you've really captured everything that this space is about. We started this as a kind of one-off experiment last week, and we had so many people wanting to talk. I really think, and I was saying it to the Space Trip team before this, that it feels like we're starting a movement. Yeah, and I love your phrase there, Greenship NFTs. I've not heard that before, and I think that's one I'm definitely going to be using going forwards.
Yeah, but absolutely, run with it. It's a great one to capture.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've been adding everyone on this as well, and I think we'll look to create some sort of group, and we'll certainly look to do these as regular activities going forward. So that's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. I'm really keen because there's so many speakers here to get as many up as possible, and I think, and forgive me if I do this slightly out of order, we had Panda and Dreads step up and also put their hands up at the same time. So I'm going to say only because of the order on my screen, if I invite Dreads up first and then Panda, and if you can sort of chip in afterwards, if that's okay.
Perfect. I'm amazed about this space today. So yeah, we have to do it Friday. Green chip. Every Friday.
Oops, definitely.
What's up, everyone? Hola a todos. Hey, I saw your guys' space pop up this morning, and it really just brought my attention because my mom, she's an environmentalist. She spent the most of her career teaching the military here in Washington how to clean up chemical waste. But when I was young, very young, in elementary school, she actually used to, I think every other year, she has a bunch of kids, so I have other siblings, but every other year she would come to my classroom in elementary school and kind of take over the class to go outside at the school and plant trees. She would teach the classroom to plant trees, and it just kind of reminded me of, you know, this whole movement, and I just wanted to share that story with everyone.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm amazed. Yeah, we're doing something like that, but we're using Web3, this NFT and this new world. I don't want to say a new, but this movement of NFT, so we can give back to the world. It's something about what your mom did it in those days. I hope she can join us.
Yeah, actually, I just contacted her this morning to see if she still has contacts with the companies who grow trees, and I was going to try to link you guys with them to see, you know, how that can be a part of the thing, you know, a part of the project. Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. You can do that.
That's amazing. And I think, again, really, really brilliant that it's brought you in and through something that your mum's been passionate about in the past. And I think we need more and more people to do this going forward. So that's great. Let's link up. And I really love the idea as well of having sort of almost like a random tree in a different space to where you live. So you're actually, you're buying in one part of the world and you're really helping the whole world in a different way. So I'm conscious as well. So thank you, Dreads. That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. Pandaran has been very, very patient. So you're next up.
Hi, everyone. My name is Santiago and I'm part of the Pandaria team. And I want to talk about our project. You know, everyone loves pandas, you know. And our goal with Pandarian, and we have already a partnership with Saving the Amazon, and we want to plant 7,777 trees in the Amazon. So you are wondering why we want to do this. So this is our goal with Pandarian. We want to retrieve our Mother Earth, animal species, and the native communities a part of their forests back, you know. So we want to keep up our planet with small actions like the tree planting that we are going to start. The Amazon is a crucial part of our being. So the Amazon is the lung of the planet and one of the biggest biodiverse regions of the planet. So we are planning to leave our legacy represented as a forest. And this will give air to our future generations and will help the restoring of animal, plant, and native ecosystems. So this is really great. Nowadays, we are like green projects, you know, space trips, sun gens, everyone here want to help our planet. And it's better if we have a partnership right now, like we do with Saving the Amazon. We have already this partnership that will help us to reach all our goals in the planet.
Dr. Cooley, why the Amazon?
Why the Amazon? You know, we have a part of our team in Colombia and they live here so close, you know?
That's what I'm asking, because we are from Venezuela, so we are half part of the Amazon.
Ah, eso es genial que estés por acá.
Sí, claro.
So, we love the Amazon.
We have some plants in Colombia also, so we can do something together about planting. So if you want to talk about with our team, you can DM us and we can make something to work.
Whoa, that's really nice. We will DM you. So this is great that we have like green projects right here. And we want the same thing, you know, we want to help our planet. We want to make this world better. And that's why we are right here with Pandarian, and we want to live a better world. We want to help this.
Yes, that's the idea. When we do the research about trees, it was insane because we find out that the 20% of the medicine is from the trees. And I don't know that. And it's very cool that people help the trees, help the environment, because it's very needed and we need to do that job.
That's cool. Yeah. Also, because you're in Colombia, somos vecinos. Yeah, we can work together. The second country we have to plant is Colombia. So yes, we already talked with two people in Colombia. We have some friends in Colombia, but we can also work with you. That's really good.
Yeah. So something that is really important for our project is that the 100% of the royalties, we will give that money to keep planting trees in the Amazon. So for starting, we will plant, like I said, 7,777 trees, but with all the royalties, 100% of the royalties will be given to Saving the Amazon. So like I said, my name is Santiago and I'm the part of the Pandarian team. And I'm here with my brother that want to talk to you guys, so thank you very much. Sure.
Come up.
Hey, hello everybody, my name is Juan David. So you were asking why we want to plant in the Amazon. We choose the Vaupés region here in Colombia because, as you know, the Amazon is one of the main lungs in the planet. Worldwide is one of the main producers of oxygen. The thing is that here in Colombia, as you guys know, also in Venezuela, the Amazon is highly endangered due to the deforestation, the petrol companies, also la ganadería, forgot those words in English. And we choose to work in the Vaupés region because there are a lot of native communities, and they are going to be in charge of the planting of the trees. We are going to be creating, our goal is to create the biggest forest that is supported by an NFT community. So the Amazon has a lot of biodiversity in plants and animals, and also in native cultures.
Yeah, 80% of biodiversity is insane.
Exactly. And as you guys know, native cultures know how to take care of the land, the animals, and the plants, and how to not get involved in the process of living of each living entity that we found in the Amazon. That's why we want, as a Pandarian community, to get rid of all the problems of deforestation. We can't handle it all, but we will try, because we want a better world for the future generations that will come after us.
I think it's all about healing the world for the future, and it's so, so important. Just got a bit of housekeeping. It looks like we've maxed out the number of speakers. This has never happened to me on a space before. We've got 12 speakers. There are two folks waiting. If anyone who's up to speak at the moment's happy and they've finished speaking, if you could step down, and then I can invite more up. It's a great problem to have, and it's fantastic. It shows the power of our desire to make the environment better. So I just wanted to chip in with that. We've got a lot of folks on, and several folks waiting as well. So just letting you folks who are waiting and have requested, I've not forgotten you. It's telling me it's maximized. So there we go, 12 speakers. I never knew that before.
Yeah, for sure. So sorry to interrupt you. The Pandarian collection will be exactly the same number as the trees we are going to plant. As my brother Santiago explained early, all the royalties that we are getting from the resale of the NFTs are going to get to a new planting of more and more trees. So we aspire to get a bigger and bigger forest in the Amazon jungle.
Hi, guys. Just to chime in here. Hey, I've been listening. Love this whole conversation about the environment. Love the whole thought on the environment. Just to play devil's advocate a little bit, we do have to think about the environmental impacts of cryptocurrency mining. Like just the mining of cryptocurrency currently, like Bitcoin mining and like mining like of any sort of crypto, has extreme environmental impacts. And we have to think of a way as like a society to like reduce those environmental impacts or like counter them. And I think it's our job as like NFT users and like the people using these products to like come up with a solution, you know?
Yeah, that, I think that is very important to do something about it.
That's our main problem. We are on the Terra network, the Lunatic, and we want, like we explained, like the last space, we have made money out of crypto. We are getting in this crypto. We're getting Web3 and all of that, but nothing's gonna work if we don't save the planet. If we don't take care of the planet, so yeah. We have to contribute. We have to give a little bit. Okay, we are gonna use it. Mm. We're using crypto. We're mining. But also we are helping the world. So that's our plan. That's why we are doing this project.
You're talking about proof of work, right?
I don't know what you said. You can repeat, please.
No, you're asking about the energy consumption and the impact on the world. You're specifically talking about proof of work, of which a lot of the new chains are not running off of proof of work specifically because of the computing power and high electrical cost, right? So we're slowly migrating away from POS or POW to POS, right? So, I mean, I think it's top of mind for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Well, I believe that we have to point as NFT communities to make a greener blockchain, how we need to give energy, clean energies to the computing processes. Mm-hmm.
There's also projects like Ogala Lala Life, I think, on Stargaze. Is actually, they launched fractionalized ownership of Texas. I think they sold their NFTs to like help something in Texas, but they're also involved in, it's like some giant blanketed carbon neutral initiative for to make all chains carbon neutral. So there's initiatives like that as well. If you're interested, there's a couple on, I think, different chains, but I know Stargaze is a big one with Ogallala, if you want to look into that for sustainability.
That's awesome. Thank you.
One of the reason that we pick Terra blockchain, that's because it was eco-friendly in compared with others. So it's very cool that if you look a bit of it of Terra, and it's very green.
He's from Terra, I think. You
me?
I just give you a follow, but you and your Angel Protocol. So welcome.
Yeah, I'm just jumping off a space. Sorry for kind of jumping in here, but
don't worry.
I'm from the Angel team, but I know I heard from Super Terra, because I always love his spaces, that there was some environmental impact stuff going on here, and you know, we're big on making the world a better place, so here we are.
That's the idea of the space. It's really cool that everybody's involved.
I love that so many people are just gathered, and like that the speakers are maxed out, that so many people want to have a part of this conversation is just like amazing. It just shows that we like really as like a community really care about this cause, and like that's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think for me, I've run a lot of spaces and I've never had one with so many speakers and to such an extent that we had a queue at one stage. And thank you, Trev, for joining. Obviously, Angel is a huge, important part of the Terra ecosystem. I think perhaps whilst we've got a kind of cross-chain audience here, if I could sort of put you on the spot, Trev, maybe to tell people a bit more about the excellent work that Angel does across a number of different charity initiatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we have about, so a little bit of a background. It's hard to explain this without understanding Anchor, but basically we have a bank account that's the best, I'd say, in the world right now, 20% APY off a stablecoin. And I mention that because we've effectively built endowments for charities, and we're the first decentralized autonomous nonprofit organization in the world. And we're rolling everything out right now. We have 160 charities onboarded. And effectively what happens is a charity can onboard, and there's no cost to onboard. You just have to be a 501c3, which is a nonprofit tax exempt organization in the US or any other country, and they're the equivalent. So basically just a registered charity. And I see a lot of our friends in here, so I'm sorry you guys all kind of know this already with Terrain up here as well. But effectively, most charities can't afford like endowment managers that manage their funds, and most charities, I think 70% or more, don't have enough runway for like the next year. So that's a massive problem. So they spend a lot of time fundraising, which, I mean, we'd rather have them spend all of their time on impact. But the thing is, you need money to do things, right? So they're splitting their times and not focusing on their cause. So we said, you know, this is really, really ridiculous. We want the world, you know, the contributors in the world, the good actors, to be able to do what they need to do, which is make the world a better place. So an endowment manager costs like $150,000 a year. Charities can't freaking afford that. And even then they yield maybe 3 to 5%. And they say that's wonderful, which is better than a bank, because a bank is 0.05%. They're screwing us anyways, right? But Anchor gives you 20% APY, roughly. It's a little bit below that. But that's 400x what you get in a bank anyways. And you know, 3 to 4x what an endowment manager is going to give you. Plus, they're taking 150K and they're still gambling with your money, right? So effectively, what we've done is we've created endowments for any charity that onboards. We give them like $1,000 just straight away. And then after that, they are allowed to, like, people donate to them and donate to them, and they can donate in the form of Ethereum, BNB, that kind of thing. and basically, every charity has two accounts. They have a liquid account where they can withdraw that money at any time, and they have a endowment account where basically part of their money goes there. And then the endowment account can't really get touched, but they do own all of it. And basically, the endowment account generates that 20% perpetual yield, and basically funds their principal account, which they can withdraw at any time. So to create sustainable perpetual yield and impact over time. We've erased the 150K endowment manager. We've 3 to 4x what they would have given you anyways. You're not out the 150K. You have a sustainable way to generate yield over time. And that's not even the end of it. So I work on the Angel Alliance. It was a kind of just a fun thing at first with one project that wanted to donate. Apollo DAO, shout out, you're amazing. And they started a movement where basically every project and protocol, basically it was just a standard to like, it's become a standard. I don't hate that it's become a standard, but people just do it now because it's just expected. But you're not a bad protocol if you don't do it. There's no issues with that. But like now we have 100 protocols, projects, and companies that are for profit that have pledged to donate 1 to 10% or more of their annual revenue to basically a black hole of UST. And as we know, what goes into an anchor vault generates yield. So this black hole of UST only gets larger and it doesn't get touched effectively. And the yield in perpetuity funds charities in our endowments forever for free. And all the money that gets donated, if you donate money to a charity, 100% of that goes to the charity. We don't take any of that. So it's ridiculous that that's possible, but it is. And it's just so incredible to see like we passed the first gov proposal, first ever decentralized autonomous nonprofit proposal in governance to donate $500,000 to Typhoon Rai with Jay, our good friend Jay Yabaneta at Yellow Boat. We're basically over there in the Philippines. They had children like walking to school or swimming to school in freaking water. They said this is a problem. So they started building yellow boats to take the children to school. And then they connected with us and they became an incredible, incredible partner with us. And we said, we got to fix this. And now I think it's become such a high impact initiative over there that I think people have been hitting Jay up to say, hey, how can we do that? Can you come to us? Can you help us with this? And it's just so amazing what people are capable of. You know, it's there's a lot of bad people out there shouting about bad things because, you know, some people are dicks, but they're a minority, you know, a vast majority of people like you and the people you know in your circles that are amazing, impact-driven, positive people. And we're in the majority, but we're really quiet. So I hope we get a little bit louder in terms of the amazing things that people do in the coming days, weeks, months, and years, because I'm so excited. And we're just getting started is the crazy thing. This is just the beginning. So I appreciate you guys letting me come and interrupt this space. But I love what you all are doing. And if you're ever interested in engaging or talking, come join us at Angel. And I think we have a lot in common here. So Super Terra, everybody.
Yeah. We are very proud of what you are doing, and we hope that you continue to do it. It's very cool. And we also do it in the mean before. We donate something in Angel, so we are familiar with your work. So it's very cool that projects do it. And I think that it's important that everybody know that information, because it's very cool that we can donate something into the world, to the people. I don't know if any foundation do you want to do it?
I think the fact it's sustainable and it's perpetual, it's an incredible piece of community development that, as you say, started out as quite a small piece, maybe just over a year ago, and it's now fundamental. Every project I speak to, one of the first things I ask them is, do you talk to Angel? And pretty much every single project I speak to says, yes, we do. And I think that's testament to what you guys are doing as a massive enabler for charitable support across different communities, initiatives. And it was interesting you mentioned Yellow Boat, because I actually had a conversation with someone who's doing a project to support Yellow Boat as well, completely away from this space. And I actually mentioned your links. It's incredible. It really is incredible. So thank you, Trevor, for stepping in. And I promise you, I will join your space as well very soon. It was just obviously I was prepping for this one, but you do great things, so thank you ever so much.
Yeah, you as well, always a pleasure.
Likewise. There's lots more speakers to bring forward, so I'm really keen. And there's another one. Oh, looks like Kemi's had an issue. I'll get you back up in a moment. But I think, and apologies if I'm bringing people up out of turn, I think the next speaker, I think, is either Scott or Kukul, who I think we had on last week. So either of you, I think, are up next.
Really quick, though, if everyone could go retweet the pinned tweets at the top, that'd be awesome. Just get more people in here. Let's get it going.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So last week was so much fun. So we just had to jump back on for an encore, and it certainly is exciting. I know one of the hearts of the Puffin Project, and one of the things that brought me in back in October when I first found them on Terra was, you know, this idea that, you know, as part of what they do and what they love, which is art, was going to benefit, outside in real life charities. And that, that's kind of grown into, you know, we have got an actual, you know, sub or really a partner organization in the Poppin Guardians, where we, you know, we'll auction off the NFTs and benefit the charities that are already registered through Angel. You know, it just flows right over, whether it's an auction in UST or an auction in Luna. And so I think, you know, one of the things that that I've noticed here from some of the speakers, and I've been looking at their projects and things after they come up so that I can familiarize myself with them, is this idea that, you know, we really can't do everything, but we really can do something. And, you know, the things that we're good at, you know, in the case of the Puffins, is it's art, and it's, you know, it's captivated me. I drew myself into that one. It's one of my favorite from an art standpoint, and that's what Lil Ock and the Oliphants, they are, you know, they're artists, and that's what their passion is, and they're taking that and they're using that, you know, their skills in there to actually benefit and impact you know, the community, the Terra community. We're going to be having an auction to benefit someone in the Terra community, but also other projects, other things. And, you know, we just really want to do what we can to encourage, to bring other things, other projects, you know, to light. And I don't know if I'm assuming that some of the Space Trip folks have seen that that they posted an eel, a custom Poppin eel with a little alien spaceship there in a tree, and we're gonna be donating that to you guys, and because we really believe in what you guys are able to, are trying to do, right? You know, planting of those trees and echoing the sentiments that everyone else has had about the impact that has in the Amazon, and just how important it is for everyone. You know, the part that we can do, the part that we can play, that we just have to do it. And that's what we're all about.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. We can do something with your puffing. Every time, every day I think of you, because my youngest boy, he looks on Netflix a puffing comic. So since we talked last week and I see it every day, I think of puffins.
Yeah, and I'm, we say in the space too.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't worry. I'm gonna say that in the space that the last week, we also want to say today that we are very grateful for the Puffin, because they was the team that helped us. They are supporting, I don't say the word, sorry. It's very helpful for us, and it's very, very friendly and very cool team that we are very grateful for them.
Excellent. And I'm a massive fan of the project as well, as I think I probably mentioned last week, doing some great things. Conscious, we have Trev, put your hand up, I think, in the middle of that. You had a quick interjection.
Yeah, I think Kukul was first, though.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah, Kukul. I saw his hand up. He took it down, but I think he had it up. Yeah, Kukul, you got something?
Oh, no, I just want to talk about our project, but if Trev wants to go first, I don't mind.
Okay, I'll just make it quick. Poppin' Puffins, I didn't know anything about Poppin' Puffins, but you guys launched it. I was like, That's interesting. I didn't really get it. And I don't know if I've ever seen a project work harder than Poppin' Puffins. You guys were not selling, nothing was moving, but I've never seen somebody work so hard on something. And I really admire the drive. I've literally never seen a project work harder and like not get results initially than your project. And so I'm so happy that you kept at it, because look at where you are now. I hope you take a minute to step back and look at what you've accomplished, because a lot of people would have given up after the start you guys had. So much, much love and respect for you and the team.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, Trev. It has been a true community effort, and you know, our community managers and the project folks, and just, you know, I think a lot of the people that really took an interest in it, and you know, our major holders, you know, the Mafia Puffins. You may have seen some banter back and forth from Mafia there. It's just a lot of fun, and when it's fun, it's not quite so much of a slog to have to you know, try and, you know, convince someone that you know, they really could use a puffin. And yeah, you know, trying to get that mint close out at the very end there. I remember that. And but yeah, the team has really done well. They've come out with the eels after that, and you know, with the Poppin' Guardians, it really is their heart to try and benefit and use that skill set. So it's been quite a journey. It's been quite a ride. And for me, it's been a lot of fun, and that I think is the reason that to keep going on that.
Yeah, I love that. And to qualify what I said, I'm including protocols and chains in effort when I talk about what you guys did. Like, it was an insane amount of work for almost nothing, and then it all, you know, got going. So, not just NFT projects. I'm talking like I'm pairing it with the other. All projects.
Yeah, I think that someone of the team of the Scott want to talk about.
Yes, I can see the Poppin' Puffins have your hands up as well. So love to hear from you guys, and thank you for your patience. Kukul will be with you in a moment.
Oh yeah, well, I won't take too much time because Scott really spoke for us as the leader of the Guardians. I'm Tim, the founder of Poppin' Puffins, also known as Little Rock. And yeah, I just wanted to say that it's really inspiring to see these new projects that have conservation as their main focus. It really teaches us a lot. And at the beginning, we were more about the art, but we did have this like passion for the puffin, passion for environment, and it was part of our mission. But it really grew into something bigger, and that's because of the community and following, you know, their ideas and people like Scott, you know, trying to lead, you know, initiatives for different causes. And now it's part of our bigger mission. And so we're really, I guess, proud and humbled to be a part of projects, you know, to be considered a project that is focused on the environment and conservation and human endeavor. So that's really awesome. And just want to shout out to Scott and say thank you so much for your work. And we're still here. That's right. We're not giving up. So don't count us out yet. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, guys, and Super Terra. Great space. Cheers.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining. Really appreciate it. So I think next up, Kukul, we'll be very patient. The floor is yours. Check you're still there. So Kukul can. I know you stepped up a few minutes ago to speak, and very kindly and graciously allowed Trev to interject. So if you're good, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? I think I'm rugging a little bit.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's perfect. Twitter is renowned.
Okay, thank you
for doing that.
You know, I'm very excited to be in this space and see that there are so many projects dedicated to saving our world and the environment. It's very heartwarming. So we are Kukulkan, a Mexican project with the theme of the Mayan god of creation. You know, Kukulkan means in Maya language, a feathered serpent. And well, our main goal, our intention is to make donations to foundations that are responsible for caring for the environment in the Mexican Caribbean. due to the increase of constructions that is destroying the jungle. Many animals have had to flee their homes, causing these species to enter the urban area, crossing highways, and then end up run over. For the record, we are not against this train. We are against doing it wrong and without proper planning, like with the lack of environmental permits. There are a lot of environmentalists and paleologists that had warned that construction's work would damage the cave system, which has been created over a million years. These cave systems go under all of the area of the peninsula of Yucatan. And, well, this railroad passes through five states in the southern of the country and has reportedly destroyed some 120 square kilometers of jungle. And while 8.7 million trees and plants have been cut down, the initial plan for this train was to go through the highway, like do it an elevated train. But when they started the construction, like in the middle of the highway, there were a lot of trees, and they told us that they're going to be removed, saying that they're going to plant them in another place. But we never knew where or when. We just saw that they were taking and everyone was going very mad. I'm so sorry. Very mad. But they told us, to all the people that we live here, that they're going to be planted in another place, that we never knew about that. And so they're going to change the route of the train, and they're going to pass it through a section with a lot of jungle, that and this would harm the jungle in it, and it will run through the network of caves which lies beneath us. This project threatens the health of the ecosystem and the biodiversity, the conservation of fauna and aquifers that are fundamental for the tourist attractions and for nature. We want to create alliances with tourist companies that want to join there and do a lot of beach cleanups. We have a very cool project that is from Cancun. They call Travelers 433. And we are going to team up and do this. We want to make it like monthly to do the beach cleanups. And we also, the 22 of this month, we already made our first donation with the first sales that we had from the Kukul cans. And they were for foundations. They told us not to mention their name a lot, because they are their life has been threatened because they are helping and trying to stop the construction of this train. So the donation was made like not very public, because they don't want the government to know that they're receiving money. So that is a little of a problem for us. Because we're going against the government, and that is very sad for us, because we can't do much about that, but we can help in other ways. Now, like from these foundations, so they're helping the jaguars, and the other foundation is helping to conserve the aquifers, the cenotes. So that's our commitment from this project.
So I'm wondering, how can we raise the awareness and get you guys that kind of platform and visibility? Because there's a lot of people in this space. We're in lots of different communities. Yeah, how can we help? It's a major thing that you're dealing with there. Anything that we can do in this space and beyond to raise that awareness and get that international eyes on this challenge, I think has got to be a positive to fight it.
Yeah, I know. Like, everyone who lives here is aware of the environmental impact that this train has. But there are many as well that it is like a dual thing, because people that are getting things done, like there was a march with a lot of people like saying, stop the train. But there are a lot of people as well, like saying that, why do we want to stop this train? And there are a lot of houses and hotels being constructed here, and why do they don't do anything about them? But the real problem is that the train has no proper planning or environmental permits. The other ones do, and if they cut down trees or if they impact in a negative way for the fauna, they have a paper, and they do a lot of things to contrarrest this. But this train doesn't. So that's a big of a problem. And so we wanted to raise awareness through this project as well. And yeah, that's all that we can do.
Well, we're certainly raising awareness now, and I would encourage you, if you've got any tweets or anything relevant, pin it to the top, and then let's get it retweeted out to give it a much broader exposure across the community. I'm sure lots of other people on this space would support me with that.
Oh, great. Yeah, that would be great. We're also having an auction of a Google can that is a one-on-one. We're teaming up with two special projects from Australia that are mapping the coral reef. So if that Google can gets a lot of a bid, we're splitting it up with the three projects of us, and the entire profit will go to our foundations. So maybe I can pin that up.
Excellent. Yes, please do. Please do. And as I say, we'll help spread that awareness as well. So no, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. And as I say, I'm sure the community will do as much as we possibly can to support you. Thank you. Thank you for telling it. I know we spoke briefly last week as well, but these sort of things really are very moving, because it's a very human impact angle. And we know that if things aren't done, there's a one-way trip that none of us want to take. So keep doing what you're doing. Conscious, we've got, I think one speaker who hasn't spoken and I've had the pleasure of a number of conversations, a really exciting photography project that really covers the world. So Terrain, if you want to step forward and share some thoughts and welcome to the stage.
Well, I'm gonna step off before. Sorry, thanks, guys. Shrey's here, though, from our team. If you want to harass him about Angel stuff, Terrain, love you. Super Terra, love you. Love you all.
Thank you.
See y'all later.
Yeah, thanks, Trev. Thanks for joining. Really good to see you.
Well, hello, everyone. Super Terra, thanks for the opportunity, as always. Yeah, we certainly do hope to cover the whole world eventually, right? But for real quick, for those that maybe haven't heard of us before, somewhat smaller project, but overall, Our mission is that we believe the Earth is beautiful and should be intimately admired. And so I love the way that everything you have all been talking about here is going towards protecting and preserving that. And so it can be appreciated in all its incredible forms, not just through our lives, but all, you know, generations to come. And so we've just been going around everywhere we can to try to capture more and more of that beauty to share with everyone. We was worked out really well at the end of last year that our Series 1 mint finished up and sold out just before the Restore Earth campaign closed with Angel Protocol. So we were able to do our full kind of expected donation off of that mint into the Restore Earth campaign, because that's right in line with everything that we're about. And then obviously we've got everything set up for kind of the continual royalties keep going. Yes. in that direction.
I mint one of your phase one, one melon, wild melon, I think. I
oh, nice. All right. those are very special. You don't come across random orange melons in nature very often, but we did.
Yeah, I love the work. I follow you, like, because we were like the first phase of us. It was a space alien. I don't know. I think I talked to you like when you mean and congrats to you. So yeah, I mean one of yours, and I love you, the work you are doing. And our work is also like yours, you know. I'm ambientalist.
Yes. No, thank you so much for those kind words and that support. We were a little quieter from our project page the first couple months of the year, as we were out too focused on building and not enough on talking to everybody for a little bit. But we're back out here, and Superterra has been really helpful in just giving us more opportunities to connect with everyone again. We launched our second series near the end of March, and we're still keeping going and out in the world. I've already gotten some really cool pieces from places I'd never been before and are really different than what's been in series one and two so far, and just continue to be absolutely astounded by just the diversity of our world and the kind of details you miss if you don't look closely. And so just excited to keep bringing that into this space from that photography perspective, and just hope to continue providing something different in Terra NFTs. And then with that vision of just helping us love the earth.
Yes, I hope you work with us. You can join us to take some picture of our work when we plant the trees, hopefully.
That would be awesome. I would be more than happy to connect in that way.
Here in Pandaria, you're also welcome to take part with us in our journey of the planting in the Amazon.
That's awesome. And that's one of the things I've talked about with Superterra and Finn, other points too, is that like long-term with this project, I'm never going to be able to set foot everywhere in the world. And I don't think any one of us ever would have that privilege. But the more I can partner with different groups and really democratize and decentralize some of the vision of this project and start to just bring in pictures and views of more and more places in the world, that will just be really cool to see how we keep growing in that way. Yeah.
Yes, I remember the discussions. I think there have been sort of some outside cameras supplying content for your latest collection. I think it's a really good idea. And again, it's another really nice way to virtually bring us all together. Maybe, I've just had a brainwave, it may be a bad one, it might not be, but perhaps as a collaboration there, when the trees are planted, some sort of terrain and trees, especially as it's going to be in different parts of the world, maybe there's something in that.
Yeah, yes. I think that's what we were all just talking about.
Yeah, very cool idea.
Link the two. Yeah, sorry, it's been a long day. But now, just thinking about the cogs were turning. I was just thinking, yeah, you could link the two. And you already did, so that's superb. Sorry. It's been a long week of spaces, a long week of work as well, because I do all this in my spare time. But no, it's fantastic. And I think all of us are here because we're passionate. And I think that's the most brilliant part of all of this. And apologies to many of you on the spaces. I'm only just picking up lots of messages because as you all know, to speak on a spaces, you need to be on your phone. And my laptop is dying. So I just had to do a bit of a reboot. I've just noticed lots of messages. So I think the great thing is, I think everyone who's wanted to speak has been able to speak, which is fantastic. And we're doing well. So I think we've got through all the speakers that are up at the moment. Obviously, you know, anyone else who wishes to step forward, please do so. Happy on a number of levels. We're talking about doing this again as a regular piece, which we'll look to do on a weekly basis. But obviously, yes, cool can. I'll give way.
Oh, thank you so much. I forgot that any of you projects that wants to team up, like to do something, we're really open to do a collabs or something that you need, like we did with this auction. Like, we're very open to team up, guys. Like, this is a very special theme for the environment, and we have to team up. So we're open and our DMs are open as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we will do something. Let me see how we do cross change about our project.
I'll definitely be in touch to maybe try to capture some nature from your part of the world as well.
Absolutely. Sorry, the sound went a bit crazy for me there. Hopefully we can all sort of collaborate, exchange details, something that I've spoken to Space Trip and a few other sort of individuals kind of in chats over the last week or so, is how we can form some sort of environmental NFT alliance, for want of a better expression, perhaps, as something that we could look to do, whether it's an informal network. I think that these conversations are kind of starting that. We're bringing different projects together, bringing lots of great ideas and different communities and so on, linking up in one place with that common passion for the environment and the planet. For me, if anyone sort of wants to pick up the baton and help us get something a bit more formalized, happy to do that. Or it can remain as a very nice informal network, and maybe someone who's a bit more technical than me can spin up a Discord or something where we can all kind of collaborate and exchange ideas.
Yeah, Super Terra, since, you know, I know we all want to be in another Discord because we don't have enough already, but it could be an easy option first is just start another channel in the Stardust Discord for at least Terra project leaders. And great shout. That's related. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a brilliant shout. And I'm in the Stardust Union. So, let's pick that one up afterwards. I think that's an excellent idea. I didn't think of that. But you're right. I'm in 100 Discords. And I'm always having to delete one to allow another one in. And I'm very close to investing in Nitro because, frankly, I've just got to the point now where, believe it or not, even though it's 100, I'm going, I really want to stay in all of them. Occasionally a project disappears or something changes and a couple of merge Discords, which is really nice. But I have this moment where someone sends me, join my Discord, I think I really want to do, which one moves out. But no, I think that's a great idea. Let's pick that up with Stardust. I think that's a brilliant idea, and I'm sure we can arrange access for projects that want to get involved. So with that in mind, I'm happy to really give the wonderful Space Trip team the kind of last word. So really, it was your conversation with me 2-3 weeks ago where we just sort of had this idea of an environmental space for Earth Day. And it's really, and you were very kind to invite me to host that. And here we are now, potentially doing a regular one. So thank you guys. I think it's fantastic. We had no idea how successful this was going to be. And it's really great to have so many wonderful, committed and passionate people up speaking. So Space Trip, I want to give you guys the last word.
Yeah, we're very excited because the meet is next week in May 2. And we need to do our part of the work and give back to our planet. And I think that trees are the most effective way to do it. And we need the help for all the people, for all the community to make it that real. We want to plant that trees. We want to do something big, but we need the support and the help for all of you. Because if we know without you, we can't do nothing. And thank you for the space. Thank you for the invitation and all the people that listen. We're going to meet when I say in May 2. And I hopefully think that it's going to be great. And I don't know if you have any question about the mean, about the project, you can ask me anything. And because it's next week, so we don't have many days to.
Yes, it's this Monday.
Yeah, so if you need any question, we're happily going to respond that.
Excellent. Just a reminder, it's on the Talis Marketplace, a really nice market within the Terra system. So perhaps again post this we can share some links for that as well so that everyone's aware. And I bought many nice NFTs on that marketplace. It caters more for independent projects and I am a big fan of it as a result.
Yeah, I think that this project is very important and we give it all the love, all the hard work to do it, and I hope for the best. Really, I hope that everybody like it and we can do something about the planet and our world.
Yes, we love Talis. If one of the network that show some support for us. So that's why the second phase we're doing it with them also, because we feel that we need to support each other. It's people in Lunax space doesn't like that much Dallas, but we love it. We love the team.
Yeah, we like it. It's very cool and very friendly. And I think that we need to support the patient that we like. So
they support us. Cool. So we need to support them also.
I mean, I'll jump on that as well and just agree with it entirely. I mean, our project is a scale that we would have had no chance with any other marketplace. We would have had to pay them more than we would have ever brought in revenue-wise in the first couple of series. And Talus just makes that almost basically free and just really lets creativity blossom in ways we just couldn't do otherwise.
Yeah, and they support this art and they give you the opportunity to do it. And I think that is the best thing to do it is with them.
Yeah, and I have to say that they're a really nice group of people to speak with as well, and from a kind of, from my perspective, very welcoming. And I love the fact there's a number of friends of mine who are small artists who might produce one or two pieces, and Talus is perfect. It just allows that opportunity. Obviously, there's lots of other very good marketplaces in Terra and beyond, but I think Talus is really good for small projects, and absolutely, I mean, Terrain. I discovered the project and obviously bought from the first series, and we then had some discussions and what have you. And it's just great to see that it nurtures independent projects, for want of a better expression. But as I say, there are lots of other good marketplaces as well. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Talus for what it offers. Each has their own space, if you like. So thank you, everyone. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It brings to the end for me a marathon week of spaces. So
yeah,
I'm
me
gonna rest,
too.
I'm gonna rest
I hope
my voice.
That we can do it more often.
Definitely, we certainly will. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm now going to have a thoroughly well needed collapse, and as I say, rest the vocal cords and have a quiet rest of my Friday. So whatever you guys are doing, keep doing the fantastic work that you are. And look forward to having another spaces soon. And I think the appetite is to do this on a weekly basis, and it'd be fantastic to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, and see you.
Wonderful. Thanks,
thank you.
Everyone.
And hope we can reach our goals and reach that sold out and plant every single tree that we want.
Yeah, and save the world.
Absolutely. One tree at a time. Definitely.
Yeah, of course. We can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a Super Terra space on environmentally friendly NFTs and NFT projects helping the environment, featuring Space Trip, their Space Trees project minting right now on Talus. Check it out. Recorded on Friday, April 29th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Looking at the downplay, spitting over sound waves. Kick a little rhyme and we'll see if the crowd waves. Take note the brows raise up when the mouse hits taste buds. Stick dastardly trying to race us. Cannonball run from the west to the east coast. Got the ghosts on my team leaving in a repo. Scheming on a free toe, softening the gas up. Riding high as NASA and we about to blast off. Ain't nobody pass us, hungry like some raptors. Attacking in a pack like a bunch of fucking savages. Handling the packs while we shipping out disaster. Magic is simple if you practice with the master. Trying to show the homies I think there could be a better way. Every day I write a verse, trying to get this pen in shape. Living like a mental patient, embracing the basics. I see a queen on the table while I'm holding aces.
Let me give you a sample of some of the lyrics that had some of the older ladies among the stockholders white with dismay. The room was dead still, a sea of shocked, frozen, blank faces. Then I delivered another volley of really sick lyrics.
Subtle on the double trouble, popping all the bubbles open. Silent off the one who comes to ruin all the funny moments. Ollie, Ollie, oxen, opium, that Oxycontin. Got the oxytocin falling around the people like a Roxy. Smoking okie dokie, Annie Oakley, joking like Yoki Annie. Hoping those who broken jokes are broken, softly spoken. Can he rope a dope around the throat and post him all alone? To sleep it off later, like just give the dog a bone. Roam around the globe like a motherfucking satellite. Smoke a lot of weed, always gotta be satisfied. Soaking up the dream state, trying to live la vida loca. But for now I'll settle
for a smile and a coca. Who makes the bundles? Repping all the fun tools. Looking all around like there's nowhere to run to. Got the plug, what's new on the drug 1-2. Sticking with the dope, my homies growing, that's one truth.
I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. I got my 12 gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off.
Terror Spaces.